Hey, South Bend City Church, Mariah here, the Director of Art and Worship. We just finished up our Good Friday gathering, and we want to make sure that you're able to join us in this liturgy on this Good Friday. Today, we spent some time reflecting on what this day means. We spent some time singing together, and we also spent time coming to the table together to remember this day and to continue to reflect. So if you want to join with us when we get there, make sure to have some form of bread or cracker and some form of juice or wine. All right, let's jump in with the rest of our community now.
About the way that he loves. We've gathered here both to remember and to encounter a couple of sacraments. One of those sacraments will be the words from Scripture that we will hear that tells us the story of today, 2,000 years ago. The other sacrament is the Eucharist or Communion, which is a sacred meal given to us by Jesus. And we've been traveling with this meal throughout Lent. And today will be the last day during this holy season when we come to this table. But in case you're new or haven't been around for our practice of this, I want to make sure you know, first of all, that for Southland City Church, anybody who wants to be at the table with Jesus is deeply, radically welcome there. And so that's our only question for you. If you want to be at the table with Jesus, we would love to welcome you there. When that time comes in a little bit, today, in an act of service, our staff will have the privilege of serving you. And so you'll see them join me on stage. I'll serve them, and then they'll take their places near the tables by the stage. When they're in their places, if you'd like to come forward, you're free to do so. And when you come forward, somebody will hand you a piece of bread. It's gluten-free, dairy-free, nut-free, soy-free bread, and they'll remind you the body of Christ broken for you. Hold on to that for a moment. Step over, and somebody will hold out a cup. And in the cup is grape juice, but they'll remind you the blood of Christ shed for you. You can take the bread and dip it in the cup and eat, and that'll be our practice. If you'd like to partake but can't make your way forward, no problem. When the lines are done, if you would just raise a hand, and our team will keep an eye out for you, and we'll make our way to wherever you're seated. So that'll be our practice in a moment. But before we hear the scripture and come to the table, let me just think with you for a moment about what today might mean. It seems there's at least like two things being revealed in the story of Jesus who gives his life on Good Friday, a really hard truth and a really beautiful truth. And one way of saying the hard truth is that today reminds us of just how capable we are of looking at God and seeing an enemy. Now, we can do this in all sorts of ways, to look at God and see an enemy. Sometimes it's like the simple and the personal and the immediate. It's the little ways that some bit of truth or goodness or light or love approaches us, and instead of receiving it as truth or goodness or light or love, we see it as a threat. And so we build our defenses against us, against these things, and sometimes these defenses become quite violent. And maybe it's as simple as the friend who comes to tell you that they think that you might have a problem and need some help. And rather than see the gift and the love that comes at you in that moment, you see an enemy who threatens you and you push it away. Maybe it's like that therapist who's trying to like tell you a hard truth. Maybe it's that person you work with who presents a different point of view, and that point of view might liberate you, but because you're afraid of it, because it's different, you're going to have a hard time receiving it. Maybe it's all the ways that we see difference as danger rather than as a gift, rather than as the kind of diverse world that God has made beautiful for us. We see difference as danger, and so where God might be meeting us in somebody or some story that's different from our own, we see an enemy. We do this in ways small and large. And it's not just the personal and the interrelational, it's the big and systemic stuff too. When a whole species of human beings has this capacity to look at God and see an enemy, sometimes we build violent, broken things. There's a writer and theologian named Drew Hart who sees in that moment 2,000 years ago not so much a religious event but a human event, meaning a thing that happens over and over again when we look at God and see an enemy. And the way Drew Hart says it is this: today I remember Jesus' public lynching by forces of empire interlocked with leaders pushing status quo religion. And through the lens of Jesus' story, I see the same death-dealing forces at work today. If it's true that God has made us one another in God's image, then not just the individual conflicts that we bump into, but the larger broken systems that we create reveal over and over again this thing about us, that we have this capacity to look at God and see an enemy, which suggests that often when you bump into what feels like an enemy, you might actually be given the chance to receive a word or a gift from God. Now, that's one thing revealed today, but it's not the only thing revealed today, right? The other thing, the better thing, perhaps the most important thing to hold on to today is the way that God receives that. Because if we have a capacity to look at God and see an enemy, the profound act of today reminds us that God has the capacity to love God's enemies, like you and me. There's another way of thinking about this day, which is that somehow, in a mystery that I don't fully understand, all of our capacity for rebellion and infidelity, all of the ways that we have this tendency to look at God and see an enemy, all the acts of violence that we have ever committed, all the ways that we have rejected God, pushed God away, all the ways that we have denied love or truth in the world, all of that somehow gets gathered up in this moment 2,000 years ago into a mysterious singularity. And all of it gets brought against Jesus, which might be why you feel the horror of this day. There's something horrible about seeing all that comes against Jesus. And there's maybe a place inside you that feels or senses that this is more than a moment in time, but it's all of time and every act of rebellion gathered up into one moment and brought against him. But of course, the gift there is it means that in that moment, that God's response to all of this in Christ is a response to all of this and all of us for all time. And what we hear there is Jesus who cries out, God, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And in that moment, God pours God's love out for God's enemies. And so today, as we come to hear the words of Scripture and to receive this Eucharist gift before Easter, I pray and hope that we'll confront these two things for a moment. Perhaps we'll think for a moment about where we have thought that we saw an enemy and have missed the possibility that God was meeting us there. And in that moment, where has God met us with love and forgiveness? I want to invite Elena to come forward, and she's going to read to us from the gospel text in Luke that tells the story of this day. And I invite you to simply let the words of Scripture meet you. I invite you to let the words of Scripture convict you, challenge you. I also invite the words of Scripture to move your heart as the love of God is revealed in Christ Jesus.
As the soldiers led him away, they seized Simon from Cyrene, who was on his way in from the country, and put the cross on him and made him carry it behind Jesus. A large number of people followed him, including women who mourned and wailed for him. Two other men, both criminals, were also led out with him to be executed. When they came to the place called the Skull, they crucified him there, along with the criminals, one on his right, the other on his left. Jesus said, Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing. And they divided up his clothes by casting lots. The people stood watching, and the rulers even sneered at him. They said, He saved others. Let him save himself if he is God's Messiah, the chosen one. The soldiers also came up and mocked him. They offered him wine vinegar and said, If you are the king of the Jews, save yourself. One of the criminals who hung there hurled insults at him. Aren't you the Messiah? Save yourself and us. But the other criminal rebuked him. Don't you fear God? He said. Since you are under the same sentence, we are punished justly, for we are getting what our deeds deserve. But this man has done nothing wrong. Then he said, Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. Jesus answered him, Truly I tell you, today you will be with me in paradise. It was now about noon, and darkness came over the whole land until 3 p.m, for the sun stopped shining, and the curtain of the temple was torn in two. Jesus called out with a loud voice, Father, into your hands I commit my spirit. When he had said this, he breathed his last. The centurion, seeing what had happened, praised God and said, Surely, this was a righteous man.
So I want to invite our staff team to join me on stage. And as they do, I want to remind you that on the night that preceded the events that we just heard, Jesus was with his friends and he took a loaf of bread and he broke it and he said, This is my body broken for you. Take and eat. And later at that meal, he took a cup And he said, this is the cup of a new covenant forged in my blood. And I think he knew in that moment that it would be precisely our capacity to see an enemy there in the presence of God that would cause us to do this and to bring this violence against him. And yet he said, drink deeply of this all-forgiving love that meets even our worst offense. And so today we come to eat and drink of the body of Christ, knowing that it's love that meets us when we made enemies out of him. So loving God, I pray that these elements would be for us, your body given for us and for the world. I pray that we would bring to this table a sober conviction about what has been revealed of us this day, but that we would remember that as much as we have seen our own capacity for betrayal and for violence, even more than that, we have seen your capacity for forgiveness and love. And so we thank you for this meal. We thank you for who you are. And we thank you for what was revealed on this day. And I pray these things through Christ. And we all said, amen. The body of Christ broken for you, and the blood of Christ shed for you.
True.
If you're looking for a way to continue the reflection of Good Friday and Holy Saturday, you can walk the neighborhood. The stations are in the street. You might already know about this. In an old practice of believers to meditate on the moments of Jesus' journey to the cross, images have often been a part of that journey. And right outside our front door, you'll see the last of the images that are part of a walking tour of downtown where you can pray right here in the streets of our neighborhood. And if you want more details, you can just scan the QR code and make that a part of your practice today or tomorrow. On Easter, remember, we'll be here at 8:30, 10, and 11:30 to celebrate the resurrection. That being said, may you go forward in the sober knowledge of today that it is true that we are capable of looking at God and seeing an enemy. But may you go forward in the saving knowledge of today that God loves God's enemies and has given God's life for us. And may grace and peace be with you. Amen. Love you all. We'll see you on Sunday.